We're in Siman Tafsamach Zayin.
Sikya Dalet.
Says the Machaber, Nimtzei Shchita Mevukas B'Tarnagolas Kodem Alicha. If you find an open piece of wheat and a chicken, before you salt it, then you just have to rinse it off, and that's good enough. Because, as the Mishnah Berurah explains, since it's all cold and there's no liquid going on, so then for sure it's not going to end up prohibiting it. However, you do need to rinse it off, and you can't rely on the rinsing that you're going to do after the salting process. But if you find the wheat after you salted it, then it's enough to just remove the outer layer. You need to remove a klipa, even though it's cold, because we paskin that maliach harel kurosech, that salting is like making it very hot, and the liquid of the chita, of the wheat, goes into the meat kedei klipa, the amount of a klipa. And that's why you still have to remove at least a klipa. V'yesh machmir en lomer shemamik kol svivoseha v'chosech hamashach. There are some who are machmir to say that it actually goes in deeper in the surrounding area, and you need to cut out an area of the wheat from within the chicken and throw it away. The Mishnah Berurah explains the reason for this machmir opinion is because since Pesach we are machmir even on a mashahu, we assume that the mashahu went in and spread out through the whole area. Mechaber continues, the imnimlechu ima tarnagolos acheros kolifes kulam. If you already salted this chicken with other chickens, then you need to do a kedei klipa on all the chickens. The Mishnah Berurah says that we're talking about where you find the chita on top of the tarnagolas, where you're not sure that maybe it touched one of the other chickens. But if you find it in one of the chickens, so then the other ones don't require a klipa because it's not going to spread to the other chickens. There are ma comments, v'yesh machmirin la'asor koma shedemach b'yachad. Some prohibit all chickens which were salted together. The Mishnah Berurah says, because we are machmir to asor by all isurim malicha b'shishim. So therefore we assume that it did spread through the entire chicken, and then it is going to asor all the other ones because of a mashahu. But the Ramah says, aval ha'ikar la'asor osa chaticha kula shenimtzei sachita aleh ulahatir acheros agdei klipa ksas. Really, the actual halacha is that piece itself is going to be prohibited, and then the other ones you just have to do a klipa on it, and that's going to be enough. The Mishnah Berurah explains the reason for this shita is because we don't say that it's asar mashahu, which is only durabana, and that it's going to spread to other chatichos through malicha, because it is only a durabana. However, we still require kedei klipa by all the other pieces, as we said again, because since the piece of wheat was on top of the chicken, it could be attached to all the other chickens that it was mixed in with.